Log 51. Scarlett and I are walking together between classes when we are cornered by the Oracle again. March 9th, 2:05 p.m. Keep your cards close to your chest. Keep your cards close to your chest. Keep your cards close to your chest. Keep your cards close. Keep your cards close. I feel like shit.
How late were you up last night?
Not that late. I got like 6 whole hours of sleep.
Wow, is that a record?
It might be.
Are you okay?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm just really tired.
But you slept.
Yeah, I don't know. Get back to me. What's the update on the jobs?
You want me to handle it? Are you sure you're fine?
Do you mind handling it? I don't really have the energy for it right now.
Yeah, sure. Do you want me to tell you about our options?
Yes.
Okay. So, there was a guy who wanted us to cover some political scandal for him.
That sounds pretty simple.
Yeah, it doesn't require us going anywhere, so kind of boring.
We could use some boring, you know?
And there's also another company wanting us to get some info because I guess they heard about whatever we did last semester, yeah? But, you know, again, seems lame.
I feel like you were leading up to a favorite.
And then we also have a jewelry store with a very bitter ex-employee who knows his codes still work.
And this is your favorite because...
It sounds like fun.
Sounds like a disaster.
Come on. This guy only wants, like, a 20% cut... And he'll get us past all the security. All we need is a key and a bag.
And he only wants a fifth?
I mean, that's what I talked him down to anyway. We're doing all the heavy lifting. He gets to spend the night in a very public place, so he has an alibi when the police come knocking.
Listen, if you want to run it, I'll go along.
Nice.
What were you two thinking?
Why the fuck are you here?
I just read... the article that friend of yours released, and you've screwed things up. Okay, sorry, that was kind of mean, but the police can't use you if the public thinks that you ruined their favorite hero. What were you thinking?
Well, we weren't exactly trying to please the police chief, were we?
Yeah, we already said we're not gonna work with them.
Okay, but either way, that stuff you said about the Baron was awful. Saying that you planned the whole thing? Why would you say that? Like, Hearts couldn't have done that even if they wanted, and the Baron would have seen right through it. Honestly, why did you ask your friend to lie like that?
We needed to control the story. Are we done?
I don't even... Okay, I need your help. I shouldn't be yelling at you. I mean, not like you're gonna help me anyway, but you're my best shot. Okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah, apology not accepted.
I didn't mean to question your professional decisions, okay? That's not what I came here to do.
Are you saying that you saw us walking across campus and decided it was a good time to confront us again?
I want to make you an offer.
We already declined.
It's a different offer. The police have already given up on you two, for obvious reasons.
Then what do you want from us?
God, just... Black Hat is still out there. Does it not worry you?
Like we said in the interview.
Exactly. He knows that what you said isn't true. Just like I do. But he knows how to ruin you for it. And we both know that he's the one who ruined the Baron. He is who took down my best friend. He needs to be taken down, and you're the only ones in the city that can do it.
He doesn't trust us anymore. That trick won't work twice.
No, but you know him better than anyone else does, besides the Baron. And you're two of the best supers in the city, despite being some of the rudest. And with the help of my powers, we can find him and capture him.
because that proposal went so well the first time.
Listen, the Baron spoke so highly of you, and even though I can't imagine why, I know she trusted you. Last time I asked on the behalf of the police department. This time, I ask on behalf of me. Just to get Black Hat for Eleanor.
Don't pull the Eleanor card with me.
Oh, sorry.
What about your dad?
I'm sorry?
Your dad, the police chief. Do you not trust him to handle this problem for you?
That's besides the point.
Is it?
I don't think he's the best option.
He's the head of the entire police force. I think he's definitely a better one than we are.
I mean, he couldn't do it alone last time. There's no... They had the Baron last time, too. And that didn't help. I need you to. I don't trust him, okay?
Well, you seem like you're pretty smart, so I think that you'll understand when I say this time that we're not interested in helping you. But good luck, yeah?
Yeah, sorry about your dad, but we left Black Hat to ruin himself months ago. We're not messing with that anymore.
Feel free to chase after him on your own time.
Have a good day.
Log 52. I went to meet Valentine in her dorm. March 11th, 11:14 a.m. Hey, Valentine, are you home?
Oh, Ether. One sec. Is everything okay?
Yeah, yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
Oh, I mean, I just didn't think you knew where my dorm was.
Oh, I ran into Sherry and she let me know. Can I come in?
It's a bit of a mess, but yeah, sure.
Cool, thanks.
So how are your classes going so far?
Easy. Well, except for that one teacher that has some kind of beef with me. Is this coffee table from IKEA?
Yeah.
Cool.
Are you okay?
I am intensely stressed, and I have literally nothing else I can work on.
So, you're dismantling my table.
Is it okay?
I mean, will you put it back together?
Yeah.
Then I don't really see that much of a problem. You're sure you're okay?
I just need something easy to do with my hands, so that I can think. Usually, I just play around in the lab, but Burns is in there, and I'm really kind of mad at her right now. And I guess, like, I could be in, like, Scarlet and I's dorm, but I always feel so weird being in there sometimes. And, like, I know, like, I have puzzles and stuff that I could do, but none that I haven't already done. And my brain is terrible, and it makes things, like, just awful and easy and so unsatisfying to redo.
Okay. I mean, as long as you're fine, should I call Scarlet?
I texted him, but he's in church. You might want to tell him I'm here, though, in your dorm.
I'll send him a text. Do you want to talk?
What?
You said you were trying to think. Sometimes it helps to do that out loud.
Oh, I mean, I guess, I don't know. There's nothing specifically going on. It just feels like there's a lot, and I need to do something concrete. You can tell me about how you're doing, though. I'd like to hear.
Oh, well, some of the people in my section in the paper are being real big idiots. There's been, like, 3 events this week that no one has gone to take pictures of. So, the stories are just getting shuffled aside.
That's really frustrating.
Yeah, like, I get that this semester has just started, but these people are paying for this class, and they're just not doing any of the work.
That sounds so dumb.
Yeah, well, it's fine. It's just a little frustrating to do work and then not get to do anything with it. Like, I wrote this whole thing and I can't use it.
I get the feeling.
Have you thought about what you're going to do after Ace of Hearts?
What do you mean?
Well, you can't really be an Ace of Hearts forever. I mean, have you thought about what you're going to do with your work? You know, after you don't eat smoke bombs every other week.
Not really. I figure I've got 2 years to build up my resume before I have to make any real decisions. Have you thought about what you're going to do after college?
I'm going to go with an also not really. Well, I mean, have the general goal, of course, report on as much injustice as I can, because those fuckers shouldn't get away with it, but...
You're not exactly sure how to get there.
Yeah.
Well, I believe in you.
Thank you. I also believe in you, Ether. Scarlet says church ended, and he's about to head over.
Yeah, he also sent me a text. You can go work on things if you want. You don't have to just stand there and watch me take your table apart.
You just seem to know what you're doing.
It's not the first time I've taken apart IKEA furniture. They all mostly have similar components.
I also welcome a distraction, honestly. Any excuse to get me away from this article?
What's it about?
Some weird new hero group. There isn't much information about it, which is why it's so annoying. There's a chance my professor won't even have me publish it, because there really isn't enough information.
What are they doing?
Not much, really. It's just kind of a weird local internet super thing that's going on. We only know it's tied to this one leader character.
That is never a good sign.
Which is why I pitched it. I don't think it'll go through, though. At least not yet. Have you heard from Sherry?
You mean when she texted the Ace of Hearts number? Yeah, I heard.
She asked me if it would be okay.
You told her yes.
What else was I going to tell her?
Even if we weren't just trying to be on our own, she doesn't have a power. She could get really hurt.
She's not looking to do anything dangerous. She just thought it was fun.
It's always fun until you're holding your broken ankle in the backseat of your car.
Ether, I'm...
You're good. Just know we aren't pushing to be mean, okay?
Hey, boyos.
Hey, Scarlet. And Ether, she just wants to help.
This again? We're done working with people, okay?
You worked with me on the last job.
That was different. You weren't in the field.
But you told me you owe me one.
Is this you calling in the favor?
You know what? Yeah.
I cannot believe I set the two of you up. I have unleashed the unstoppable tide of gay romance, and I brought it upon myself.
Will you do it?
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, thank you.
Log 53. We get a call that, in hindsight, we should have seen coming. March 14th, 6:26 p.m.
You've reached the voicemail of Ace of Hearts. If you're calling to offer a job, leave the message after the beep.
Hello, Ace of Hearts. It's me, Black Hat. Did you miss me? I'm glad to see that you're both back from your little vacation. How was it? Where did you go? Seriously, I'd love to know. Where did you go to hide? What family did you spend your holiday with? Oh, don't worry about getting back to me on that one. I'll find out soon enough. Soon? I will know who you both are. Won't that just be fun? Well, I just thought I should call and check up on you. Say hello. Anyhow, I need to get back to work. I'm very busy, you see. And I'm about to get busier with this new project I'm taking on. I expect to see you soon. So long.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
I didn't think he'd have the guts.
But he does.
He does.
Do you think that he can really figure out who we are and where to find us? Do you think he was bluffing?
I don't know.
Awesome. Okay, great.
Do you think we should lie low?
No. We shouldn't let him intimidate us. We brought him down. He should be scared of us.
Yeah, but if anyone could expose us, it's him. Scarlet, we can't if we get caught.
Hey, take a breath. Okay, say holy shit one more time and then take a breath.
Just holy shit.
Okay. Are you good? because panic time is officially over. Officially. We are Ace of fucking Hearts, and we're badasses, and we're not afraid of some asshole in a hoodie with a computer. He's probably sending us empty threats to scare us, and if they aren't empty, then we'll take him down for good before he gets there. Okay, we're moving on.
Moving on?
Moving on! Listen, I've got that jewelry shop job all set up, and we did say we'd take Sherry along on a job.
And you think a high-end robbery is the place to start?
It's not like it's a bank. It's whatever. We'll take her, and she'll be excited, and we'll make sure she doesn't get in the way, and she'll get a little bit to take home, and Valentine is happy.
I mean, I guess. We have the codes and everything, and there's a pretty low chance that the police will show. I guess it's not a bad first job.
Second, technically. We do need to decide if we're going to tell her that we're Ace of Hearts, though.
Why would we?
I don't know. I just figured it would make things easier for the job and kind of in general, since she and Valentine seem to be getting pretty serious.
We can't tell everyone who happens to date one of our friends. That's going to be... Oh, well, okay. We really actually only have the one friend, and she doesn't really date a whole lot, but my point still stands. We can't just tell everyone we get kind of close to. Valentine guessed it, but we can't let this get too big. I haven't even told Professor Burns.
Okay, I just figured I'd bring it up. We'll have to figure out how we want to invite her to commit a crime with us, though. Do you want to just call her from the Ace of Hearts number?
Yeah, sure. One sec.
Hey, Sherry, right? We heard that you were interested in doing another job. We need some help this Friday night, and a friend of ours seems to trust you a lot. Are you in? Give us a call back.
Okay, great. That's done. Can we just go back to talking about Black Hat, though?
I'm sorry. I only know about relevant supervillains.
Scarlet, we can't just pretend he's not a problem.
Listen, we're moving past it, okay? He's not going to find anything. We're careful, right?
Yeah.
There's no way he can trace us.
What about Sir Alfred?
We'll figure it out.
But Black Hat knows what school we go to.
Yeah, and he'll have a great time sorting through the 50,000 students that go here.
I guess he doesn't even know what you look like.
Yeah, exactly. And if he wants to waste his life doing this, he can. But I'm not worried about it.
Okay. Okay.
We're fine.
You're right. You're probably right.
Let's just see if he bothers us some more.
Are you thinking about taking the Oracle up on her offer?
No. Cute kid, but...
Yeah, teaming up with anybody always makes me nervous.
Yeah. Last semester was a mess. Okay, dinner?
Yeah, let's go. Ace of Hearts is written and produced by Sarah Leia and Shelby MC, who voice Scarlet and Ether respectively. Valentine is voiced by Carly Diem. The Oracle is voiced by Finnegan Metzler. If you'd like to support our podcast, you can visit us at aceofhearts-official.tumblr.com/listen or ko-fi.com/aceofheartspodcast. Come visit our website at aceofheartsofficial.com, and you can find us at aceofhearts-official on Tumblr or Twitter. Have a good day, and thanks for being an ace listener.